It's on! Gossip Hours on! Stop what you're doing and tune into The Night Show, only here on TFM.
Hey, 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 what's up? Night Show TFM here. You're back with your boy TP. Now, Benedict Cumberbatch, when I first get to know who he is, it's from a UK series called Sherlock, which is and paying homage to Sherlock Holmes, and then he got into the MCU. But when I first saw and heard his name, I have to be honest, I did think for a second, like, what a weird name. I kind of laugh myself for a little. Cumberbatch, right? Recently in an interview, Benedict revealed that he did actually think of changing his stage name at the beginning of his career.
Ben Carlton. Oh, I think Benedict, there might have even been another Ben Carlton, but that wasn't really the reason it changed. It changed because my slightly more sensible agents went, the venture people I was with went, you've got a great surname. Why are you calling yourself by your middle name? And I don't know any actors called Cumberbatch. I went, well, because it's just kind of like, blah, blah, blah. It sounds like a fart in a bath or something.
Yeah.
Cumberbatch, you know. And I find it difficult to say on a Monday morning, and it's a great sort of Scrabble score, but apart from that, it's a bit clumsy. And they went, it's great, it's very unique, and it's different, and people might remember it, so you should change it. And so I did, and I started work almost immediately after
I think you made the right choice, don't you think? Because ever since I heard his name, Benedict Cumberbatch, I couldn't get that name off my mind. Like, it just stuck with it. It's so good. And okay, so Ben Carlton sounds good, but then it's also common. And Benedict Cumberbatch has a better ring to it. That's my opinion about it. TFM.